This is the Karen, Your Career Coach podcast, where we explore the world of work with all things jobs and careers.
And we're your hosts, Jemima Nash and Lachlan Watts.
Hello and welcome to the Karen, Your Career Coach podcast. And we certainly have a good one for you today.
And this episode is all about evolved resumes and personal branding. And there is no better person to speak to about this than Jaden Kafanelis.
Jaden is the CEO of Zygaverse and responsible for the creation of Zygadocs.
We thought we would start by asking Jaden how Zygaverse started.
The first startup intern in Australia I had actually came about because my best mate at the time, who's still my best mate, was doing a marketing degree and he graduated and he couldn't get a job. He saw what I was doing with my personal training and he must have thought that I possessed some entrepreneurial abilities. So he approached me and suggested we do something about graduate recruitment. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like completely no experience in that industry, no background running and didn't have any university education that was relevant at all. We learned the whole business side of things, just doing it ourselves for 3 years. Long story short, intern me wound up for many reasons and the owner of the web development company found out about this con man that was doing some shady things under the umbrella of his organization. And he called me up one day and he was like, hey man, I saw what you were trying to do with Intern Me Australia. Like we managed the web build for it. Let's give it another crack. Anyway, he's my co-founder now, so we did it. But and then the pandemic hit. So our resume tech startup has been grasping its way through a pandemic over the last 2.5 years.
There'll obviously be people out there that wouldn't have heard of a Zygadoc. How would you describe Zygadoc exactly?
A Zygadoc is literally an evolved resume. So if you look at a resume, just words on a paper, usually pretty boring, not the best design. The Zygadoc combines all this stuff about personal branding and social science with my co-founder's design skills and 20 years in the tech sector. So the easiest way to conceptualize it is the combination of LinkedIn and Canva, which leads you to be able to create a pretty data-centric advertisement for yourself. So things that the Zygadoc can do that the resume can't. So it's obviously got all the baseline functionality and information that a resume would have, but it's evolved in the sense that it can support those video bios where you can give a introduction to an employer, which is actually becoming a norm now. If you look at LinkedIn, they do cover stories for exactly this reason. The other stuff the Zygadoc can do, it's got a portfolio section for university students so that they can put in projects that they've worked on or any sort of group tasks that they've done that can contribute to their personal brand. The other stuff the Zygadoc can do is it can be hosted online or it can be converted into an applicant tracking system compatible document, which essentially means you can have all the whistles and bells or you can turn it into a boring text-heavy document that is mandated by the current recruitment systems that everybody uses. So you can advertise yourself as like this individual, your personality, your university projects popping out on a website, and you can also convert it into something that slips into current processes.
So obviously a digital resume can come in handy these days. So what would you say sets apart a digital resume from, say, a standard resume?
The most obvious answer to that is cultural fit. And cultural fit has a lot to do with how you communicate and how you hold yourself and even just like the tonality and the expressions and your interests and other non-verbal behaviors that you do. So cultural fit and organizational culture is like the most significant aspect of onboarding at the moment, because the organizations with the best culture are going to retain a lot of the talent. They're going to attract a lot of the talent. Workplace productivity is going to be higher. Workplace creativity will be higher. So by having just that video biography, you can really advertise those valuable skills that they're looking for straight away. The personal attributes that heavily factor into personal brands are what would appeal these days. But if you're going to look at a traditional resume and not a Zygadoc, it's literally just alignment with the job description. Just pull out their keywords and place them in because they're telling you who they want. All the information's there. You just got to transmogrify it and reflect it back at them.
And with your digital resume, how can people best showcase their cultural fit to a job role?
Yeah, well, the cultural fit, like a lot of it's personal, but also attributes like creativity, your openness, these things can contribute into the fit as well. So if you've got some really appealing projects that you've done or extracurricular activities or challenges that you've been a part of that you can link into your portfolio section, that's going to give the employers more information than they would otherwise have. So yeah, traditional resumes have a really bad rap. And that's exactly why our company exists, because people think resume and instantly it's like a painful response. Everybody hates them. They're just tedious. Even companies that advertise themselves as resume writers outsource resume writing because they can't be stuffed doing it. No one likes them. So you can have in the Zygadoc system 4 or 5 different resumes. So you're managing the different versions of them and you can host them as websites, send them as web links to employers. Or yeah, if you need to spit out a traditional boring one, you still have that option.
What do you think your partnership with Karen, Your Career Coach, will mean for the young adults who seek this service?
the demographic of young adults is exactly who this tool's for. Because early on, before we started this, I even went to make a resume once, and the first thing I did was type into Google free resume builder, and you get, it is all like shit quality. The ones that are free are just terrible to use. You can't actually see what's happening in real time. You can't move things around or sections. The ones that aren't free have like a $39 a month subscription fee, and it's like, that doesn't even make sense. That's just annoying. What we did is we made it free. So I think one of the cool things about it is that it will be free for many of the users. The other cool thing is just the nature of it. So we've got an interactive resume wizard, or like a brand coach, if you will, that guides people on how to actually fill out the resume. Just the usability, the functionality, the effective resume coaching that happens through the platform. And obviously it's free to use as well for the end user. So those four things make it a lot different to what you'd traditionally see or traditionally come across.
It's obviously going to be very beneficial for users. When can we expect this to be ready through Karen, Your Career Coach?
Yeah, I think it's happening pretty soon. I know that Karen's been working hard on the content. We're good to go with all our development. We've been developing this platform for 2.5-3 years now. So it's literally when Karen has her content ready and we can start delivering that to her young audience. It's going to be super helpful.
The concept of personal branding is obviously really important. So can you please explain to the listeners why this is the case in the ever-evolving career landscape?
So when people talk about brand, they usually say, who are you? How would you describe yourself? You could describe yourself in many different ways. You could talk about yourself as a relative to someone else. You could describe yourself with an attribute, like you're creative. You could describe yourselves in terms of what you're interested in, what you value, what your life mission is. So a personal brand can become nebulous because it's got a bit of ambiguity behind that who are you, which is essentially what your personal brand is. And the ones that are going to succeed, these individual independent professionals that are going to succeed, are the ones with the best personal brand, because they are functioning as a business, and that's what the whole landscape of the future economy is going to be like. So everybody has a personal brand and it needs to be given due attention. It's completely changed now to a focus on the individual and the value that that human brings into the organization.
You also discuss personal branding in your book. Why was this something that you wanted to write a book on?
This personal brand book came about because obviously Zygoverse launched. We came about the resume in a different way. We looked at it as a Zygodoc, as a personal branding document. And to do that, we really needed to own the personal branding space. So I sort of got motivated to write this personal branding book and really propagate our philosophy about personal brand out into the world.
As mentioned before, the career landscape is ever-changing and evolving. So where do you see the work industry in the future for young adults?
A lot of portfolio style work. So like young professionals will start doing more consulting, freelancing. They'll have multiple projects on the go. Instead of being locked in a committed relationship with an employer 9 to 5 year on year, they're probably going to trade that in for 2, 5, 10, 30 different customers that they can service on their terms and charge what they want to charge for. So that's sort of the rise of the gig economy. And if you look at the stats, it's been rising a lot in the last few years, and it sort of will continue to go that way. The whole world becomes your market, and a lot of this stuff's moving online.
And what do you think is one takeaway that young adults should be thinking about career-wise?
Invest in your personal brand. Everything that happens in your life and all the different areas of your life are all going to be influenced by it. Even when you are at a party or you are just doing some study at a university, these are like personal situations or circumstances, yet you could meet someone that ends up being a co-founder, a client, and really develop a working relationship. So there is no like delineation between this whole concept of professionalism and like your personal life. They're all intricately entangled. So I think it pays to attend to your personal brand.
So I sort of think that a good place to start is with just Jaden's whole concept of Zygodoc. It's interesting to see that there's now a digital resume option for young adults, and it will be interesting to see if this is the way that we're going in the future. But I'm just wondering from my end, how many companies are going to be looking for digital resumes, or are they still going to be wanting the traditional black and white 2-page, 3-page resumes that we're also used to producing?
Yeah, that's a really good question as to whether or not organisations, broadly speaking, are looking for something a little bit more sophisticated from applicants. I think it is fair to say that recruiters, HR departments are really keen to find the best candidates. I think if they see that there are resources, digital resources, apps that allow an applicant to upload documents and video testimonials, I think they'll be all over it. Once they realize that that's a thing, and they'll be watching, seeing what's going on and copying each other. They'll be looking to this because they like to streamline their processes. They like to save costs in the recruitment processes. So yeah, I think there'll be a lot of curiosity around it. They're already a lot of the time using LinkedIn. In fact, LinkedIn, as much as anything, it isn't just a networking platform anymore. It is very much a recruitment platform. I was only approached by somebody today, I think it was, saying, oh, you know, do you want to apply for this? Like, what? It's happening all the time. I had no idea when Jaden approached me through LinkedIn, oh, do you want to have a chat about Zygoverse? I'm like, what is Zygoverse? And then he demonstrated it to me. And the first thing I saw was this photo box in the top left-hand corner. And I thought, oh, no, photos on resumes, are you kidding? But he convinced me by saying this is an increasing trend. In fact, not just photos, but videos.
I know when I was applying for placements and jobs, there were times where I sort of thought that maybe putting a photograph on the resume might increase my chances of getting the chance for an interview. I'd be interested to know, Jemima, if you've thought the same or if you think it's just putting your skills on the paper and just hoping that that stands out.
I don't think I've actually ever considered putting a photo on my resume, but that might just be from my knowledge of resumes that I've had in the past. But I think for me, the fact that LinkedIn is so prominent now these days, and I know a lot from doing media at uni and stuff as well, is cultivating that social media presence. I think there's ways that people are finding your photo. People are looking at your social media now more than ever. I think LinkedIn probably, for me, replaces that.
I agree. And I think what's good is that they'll have read your cover letter, which is designed to encourage them to read your resume. And then they'll have read your resume, and by virtue of what you've written, they will then do their due diligence and start looking a bit more broadly. So they're not going to see your photograph on your LinkedIn profile until they've already determined that, oh, well, I think this is sounding quite good. So you've had that opportunity to sell yourself, to articulate that cultural fit that Jaden was alluding to, which is highly significant, because I think it's easy to assume that you've got to tick off all of those key performance indicators, that you've got to bring all of the skills. But it's fair to say that recruiters want to know whether or not you are quick at learning and that you are super flexible, and that even if you don't have every single KPI ticked off, that you have that cultural fit such that they would be more than happy to train you on the little gaps. The cultural fit is so important because you can tick off all the skill sets, but, you know, come along and be, you know, just not fit in with the team.
And on the resume, applicants obviously need to make sure that they're meeting the job description and what it is requiring of them. And of course, if you really want that job, you're always going to think of a way that you can sell yourself to meet that criteria in the job description. And Jaden goes on to talk about that. Obviously, you're not going to straight up lie on a resume because immediately it screams bad cultural fit.
Correct. So how you do that, it is a process. It's fair to say that, you know, we've got this resource, but that guidance through a professional career coach such as ourselves is where you'll get that training into how you go about that. So for argument's sake, if there are 10 key performance indicators and you only meet about 6 of them, articulate the 6 that you can meet really well, preferably with some kind of form of measurable, so whatever it might be. You've got to kind of like explore, okay, what have you done? What skills have you got? And how can we put this into your resume or your Zygodoc and attract the attention of the recruiter? So it's a bit of a process, and I think the Zygodoc is great because you can arrange things in such a way as you pop, everything pops right at the beginning and attracts their attention right from the start. So not necessarily having qualifications at the top, but having skills, proven skills at, right at the top. Yeah, so it's a very adaptable resource.
The quote that Jaden gave about investing in your personal brand, super interesting. How do you describe investing in your personal brand, or how do you think that young people these days looking for a new job should be investing in their first personal brand?
It's a really good question. So I think by investing in your personal brand, I think what Jaden is saying is we need to curate, we need to update. We can't put stuff up there and leave it up there for 10 years and think that it's necessarily going to do us any favors. You don't really want everyone seeing all your personal stuff. So make sure that your accounts are, that you don't want potential recruiters to see, make sure they're private. Make sure you keep curating the ones that you do want them to see. And just be mindful that it's not that hard for a recruiter to sort of find a way of looking you up.
Yeah, absolutely. It also might be helpful if you could explain your collaboration with Jaden a little bit more for the listeners.
My collaboration with Jaden is such that I'm going to be providing some what he refers to as coaches. So there'll be three Zygodocs that I will create. And what that means is that a candidate can purchase the standalone Zygodoc coach, for example, a first-time job seeker, and it will give them some really strong tips on how you might go about laying out and explaining the level of your skill and how you've proven that you've demonstrated that skill over time, and equally with the other two. So there'll be three of them, and so they can purchase it, or they can purchase it, work on it on their own, or they can purchase it and then ask for or request an appointment to actually have some skills training in the use of it.
Well, there you have it. What another great episode that was. And there was plenty of key takeaways to do with digital resumes and personal branding.
Exactly right. I'm sure there is a lesson we can all take away with us.
We'd like to thank Jaden for joining us this episode, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Karen Your Career Coach podcast.
Make sure you stay up to date by heading to Karen's website, karenyourcareercoach.com.au.